Brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
And we're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, in studio with Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodds and City Manager Ron Fear, previewing tonight's City Commission meeting in City Hall at 7 p.m. And we're getting into the general agenda here. Before we get into that, there's a couple of public hearings on the docket.
There are. The first one is the official public hearing to consider establishing the Aggieville Tax Increment Financing District boundary. So this is the formal process of the official public hearing, noticing all of the businesses and property owners in the district that's being formed. And so this is really their official opportunity to become, and they were invited to come and present any comments about questions about the district, what it means to them, how it impacts them, that sort of thing. Now, there's discussions that have occurred, obviously, a lot on this particular topic, but this is the one that would establish that district boundary in the Aggieville area that's bounded on Bluemont on the north, 10th Street on the east, Fremont on the south, and then 14th Street on the west. And so this is the start of that process. It'll run for about 30 days, and it's an opportunity within that zone timeline that both the other taxing jurisdictions can decide to weigh in on it if they choose to. They don't have to, but they do have the ability to oppose it and actually kill it if they want to. So we've had good conversations with both the school district and the county about what the project means and the district can do. Obviously, we've got the downtown tax increment financing that we think has been very successful. And certainly the goal there in this district is when you have improvements such as the proposed new courtyard by Marriott in Aggieville, which is going to happen after we establish this district, we can capture that value. And then those increased valuations is what's captured to help with infrastructure, with the focus there being on a additional parking and a parking structure in Aggieville, as well as streetscape and other infrastructure improvements.
And, oh man, I just completely blanked on that question.
That's right.
So that one's gone.
Yeah, okay.
Do you anticipate any vetoes from the county?
We do not. The discussions and questions have all been good for both, and so we're certainly we've presented to the school board at their meeting. We had an intergovernmental presentation where both the county and the school district were present. I've talked to the county about it at one of their meetings, and so we're certainly during this time I've told them that we're happy to come back and answer any questions that they might have, and certainly the public hearing is an opportunity for them to weigh in as well.
And just in the interest of time, I want to jump over to the talk on the Manhattan Regional Airport.
Sure.
We have just about 4 or 3 minutes left here. And this seems like it's going to be a big topic amongst the community especially. I understand there's a need for increased parking.
Sure. We've got, even just this past spring break, we weren't at 100% capacity, but we were using a lot of the space, even the temporary space that we just made in the southwest corner. Recently, and so this has been a process where we've got a new terminal, and we're trying to enhance flights, and we really haven't done anything with the parking. And the parking, a lot of it was designed to be temporary. So we've got an asphalt area that needs additional asphalt. We've got trip hazards. We've got a lot of different areas for accessibility. You've got an area that was grass that was graded and put temporary screenings on, several areas like that. And so this is an area that, at a minimum, we need to do some improvements and upgrade. The airport board and the commission meeting and the commission have talked about scenarios to do this, and most airports do charge to park there, especially for their services, especially if they're going to make parking improvements. And so the recommendation by the airport advisory board is to initiate a parking fee and to use those funds to and a user pay philosophy versus the general fund or the property, all property taxpayers who may not use the service to pay for it. And so That's the concept moving forward. Is the specific action in front of the commission tonight, though, is to is permission to seek bids for improving the lots. And there's a large project that could be supported by a particular fee, or a smaller project that could be supported by a smaller fee. So we're not asking them to make that fee decision tonight. I think it's important to go get the bids and see what the bids end up being, and certainly a range of opportunities for them to award at a later time.
Fees aside, Mayor, what do you think about the importance of expanding parking accommodations at the airport?
Well, they've done these studies over and over again, and our studies have actually lagged what the actual need for parking has demonstrated. So when we get out to, I forget if it's 2030, I think we'll be probably 100 over what this estimate tells us. So with 780 parking stalls or so, this will probably stand us in pretty good stead, but I think we're still going to be behind. So we've got the endorsement of both the airport board and the Chamber of Commerce. Chamber of Commerce believes we ought to charge parking fees, and the airport board has put together a little plan that says for short-term parking versus medium-time parking versus long-term parking, and it still pays the bills for bonding of the airport. So I think these things make a lot of sense to me. One of the objections over time has been, if we charge parking, we're going to drive people to other airports. The study that was done by a very reputable firm who's done this for many years has already accommodated that. In other words, they've said that we expect this kind of a degradation in the number of people who will come. That's in the numbers, and that's also included in the number of parking spots required and the number of people who fill seats in those airplanes. So I think that was pretty thorough and well done.
And unfortunately, we're just about out of time, so you're off the hook on the other general agenda items. I'll just briefly mention it'll be an ordinance regarding aesthetic standards for small cell infrastructure regarding 5G. Thanks so much. That's it for In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks to my guests. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
And tomorrow we'll have folks from USD 383 and Manhattan Christian College on In Focus.